Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you stressed, those of you in perfect zen at the moment, and those of you achieving greatness, all are welcome at the table. My name is Jared, and the Game Tail Podcast is continuing our week of reviews of tiny and small box games from Allplay. Today, we're looking at Mindspace, designed by Nao Shimamura, and artwork created by Julian Griep. All right, let's be honest. We all need time for ourselves. Get our minds right. Figure things out. This game's all about getting in that headspace to achieve beautiful serenity within oneself. Emotions, goals, and pursuits will all be considered through the thoughtful puzzle process of polyomino Tetris-like shapes. Let us begin. First, we're going to talk about how to play this game. This game is played over 12 rounds, and your goal is to try and fill in your brain board. Whoever has the most points after 12 rounds will win the game, because even in mental therapy through board gaming, there has to be a winner. Each round, 5 6-sided dice, all of different colors, pink, orange, green, blue, and purple, will be rolled to determine the available shapes of the 5 that are face up. So if you think about it, on the left side is your deck. You'll place 5 face up cards, each with its own polyomino shape, and then you'll have a face down card for the 6th slot. No matter what, you can always draw a 2x1 shape of any color. If you do roll that 6, it will be assigned to that 2x1 space, and that particular color can only be a 2x1 for that particular round. Simultaneously, each player is going to select one of those colors and use the supplied dry erase markers to draw that shape on their brain board. The first shape can be anywhere that you want, but after that, each shape has to connect to an already drawn shape. Diagonal doesn't count as connected, and you can't connect to the same shape as another shape. Shapes can be flipped and turned to fit how you'd like to be able to fit as best as possible. Now, with each of these different colors, there is going to be a different set of scoring rules. For your orange, you're going to get a certain number of points depending on how many of the different sections of the brain that you were able to cover. So if I have an orange in all 5, then I will get 20 points. But if I don't, then I'm going to get less points depending on the amount of sections that I've covered. Next is my purples. I'm going to get 2 points for each square inside of the shapes that are able to touch an orange shape. So if I have 8 purple squares touching the orange, then I will get 16 points for that. Next are my pinks. My pinks score points based on the number of matching shapes on my brain board. So if I have a 4x1 that's in green and a 4x1 in pink, then I'm going to get points for that. My blues start out with negative points. Just like the oranges, I'm trying to get a blue to touch multiple sections of my brain. And I kind of just led into that. You can have one shape cover multiple sections, therefore decreasing multiple spots on your board, getting you closer to 0. Last is your green squares. Green makes you money, which can then be turned into doing other things. I could spend 1 coin to be able to fill in a 1 square spot on my brain board. I could spend 2 coins to be able to draw any of the available shapes, or I could spend 3 coins to be able to draw a second shape on my same turn. At the end of the game, you will tally up all of your points for all of the different colors. In addition to all of these different colors and the way that they might score, there is also our goal cards. So think of each of the shapes as pursuits that you have in life, and the goal cards are 3 cards that sit at the top of the table for anyone to be able to try and score. They are your grandiose do this to get points cards that you see in a lot of games. There are 3 different ones. once somebody has scored one, it will flip over to a lesser value, to which then somebody else can score. Once the game is over, you will tally up all your points from colors and from your gold cards, and you get points based on how much of your brain board that you've filled up, and that will be your final score. Let's discuss Mindspace. All right, so I know I'm tipping my hand a little bit here, but I'm just going to go ahead and say I don't think that this game gets enough love. It's a wonderful little game in the all-play line. It does currently sit at a 7.2 on BoardGameGeek, so I think the score is close. It is a small box game, so you know there is only so much that you can put in here. But for a small box game, there is a lot in here, and I really enjoy it. It's interesting. I've now come across a few roll-and-write games that I really enjoy. And so I'm not going to say that I love the genre as a whole, but there are definitely a few that have hooked me, and Mindspace is one of them. One of the things that I really enjoy about this game is the combination of trying to put a path together on your brain board of the different shapes that correlate with the different scoring, and then also the fact that you're not going to have access to every shape every time. In fact, you could have a shape show up, go all the way down the line, and never get selected, and you just can't plan for that, but you do have to adapt to it. I love these small tactical games that give you lots of choices and lots of ways to think of how I'm going to put it all together and how am I going to adapt if and when the thing that I want to have happen doesn't happen. I will say I'm not very good at this game, but it does draw me back in over and over again. I think my favorite part of the game itself is that we get to the end and I can always feel that I get this build up inside of me that says I can do better. I want to do better. And it makes me want to play the game again. So I think that's the thing that draws me in the most. But there is definitely a very good game in here. I like the different scoring that the different colors have. It gives you lots of different choices for how you want to go about your game. And it does very much depend on the dice rolls. You want to adapt to what the dice rolls are instead of just deciding from the onset, I want a bunch of money to be able to have flexibility. That's great, but what are you going to do late game if you haven't planned accordingly for the shapes that are going to be coming out? That's another thing that I really enjoy. All Play seems to have learned and done very well with the fact that gamers love cheat sheets. And so this cheat sheet has one side of it has a bunch of reminders on it to be able to give you kind of the things that you need to think about. But also on the other side, it gives you a full slate of all the different shapes that you're going to see in the game, except for one, because one does get sloughed at the beginning of the game. But that does give you an extra option to be able to think about, okay, I've already seen this one. Do I take it now or do I decide I can risk it and wait for later for another similar shape to show up? Now, there's a bit of a gamble there because it is going to show up, but is the dice going to hit the way I want it to? Or am I going to miss out because I can't have two colors right next to each other that are the same? And so you've got to make that decision. I really enjoy that. I also really love simultaneous play, and this is one of those that does it really well because everyone's kind of... It was really interesting because there was almost like this brain think where the table would talk about their different thoughts with the different shapes and which way they were going to go. Sometimes it's really quiet and everyone just kind of does their thing, but there's other times where there's a little bit of a discussion. And I like that too. I thought that was really cool going into the theme of this game of kind of discussing our thoughts. For a small box game, this game gives you a really fun game in 20 minutes, and it also gives you lots of different options. There's a lot of replayability. You have two sides to the board. One side, they both are similar in what they do. They're both 9x9 grids. The gray matter and the shapes of the different sections have changed. The B side is obviously more difficult or more challenging, but I really like that. It lets you kind of get new players into the game and then they can go a little bit deeper with it. Additionally, there are a ton of goal cards. So there's three different ones, A, B, and C, and there's five of each type. So you have plenty to work with, plenty of combinations for different things to be working for. So that was a nice add as well. For a game, a polyomino game, the artwork on this game is super fun. It really fits that mental vibe across all the goal cards, the box, even the color scheme for both the brain board and the scoreboard really fits what you're trying to do here. And even though the theme is light, as it is with most to all tiny and small box games, not just with All Play, but just across the board, I still like really feel what I'm doing throughout the game. I think the theme through both the artwork and the game mechanics that go along with it come together really well. The dice are also nice and chunky, and for what it's worth, the dry erase markers are of good quality. I will also say I'm very hit or miss on solo modes for games. Most of the time I don't really have time to do that, so I don't really get drawn in by it, but I love the solo mode for this game. I really like it when solo modes don't really require a whole lot of extra work to manage, quote unquote, the other things going on in the background to make it feel like you're playing something. This game very much with its solo mode just has you go through. You're playing your game. There's a couple things that trigger on different rounds, and there's a very helpful sheet that walks you through that to help you remember. And then it's basically just you're playing against yourself for highest score. Love that about a solo mode. And again, you're playing in 15 minutes or 20 minutes tops, so you really can move through those games quickly and get a full experience. Last thing that I'll say, for a lot of these small box games or tiny box games, like, I kind of walk away thinking, that was fun, but I don't know that I need to play it again. With this one, I keep wanting to come back to it. In fact, this game, originally I ended up giving away to a friend and went out and bought another copy because I was itching to play it again. And so I really highly recommend it. I don't know if you've gotten that yet, but I really do. And would highly encourage that you check this one out. One other thing that I did not mention that I think is good, because it's simultaneous play, it's 1 to 5 players. So you can get a really full family around the table for this one. Very easy to teach and pick up. The rule book, literally 1, 2, 3, 4 pages. And the fourth page is a scoring example sheet. So really it's just 3 pages. You're up and going in less than 5 minutes because it's a really quick read and teach. So again, that is Mind Space from All Play. So with that, thank you so much for listening. If you have thoughts on the game or anything else that we've discussed this week, or just thoughts in general, I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to us through socials. You can reach out to us through email, our website, a BGG. All those links are going to be in the description. And in addition to all that, if you could, would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast, if you could rate it in your podcast player of choice. If you could like this video, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. All the things, y'all know. It would be immensely helpful and beyond appreciated. Like, I know I run through the same spiel at the end of these, but I really mean it. And I really appreciate all of the interaction that our listeners do and any of the support that you give. It's beyond appreciated. With that, we will be back tomorrow. Ian will have another All Play game to look at. I believe it's Slambo, which is one of the tiny box games. And so until then, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed. Your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.